Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta be quiet now, honey.
Hey, I hear you, what a wild one.
Welcome to Tuesday night on Psychics Gone Wild. Call into 773-897-6461. We will be getting to readings a little bit later on. Right now I've got Jan Drake Bakke, our animal totem specialist, Lynn Bleasdale, our operator from the other dimension, connecting you to the other side, and our special guest, Cherokee Billy. How are you, Billy?
Hey, I felt I was in a disco room just now.
Oh, I know. I was dancing.
I was waiting to see John Travolta.
I love it. Oh, shine those lights. Yeah, that was Wild One. And we are encouraging people also to write your own theme songs for Psychics Gone Wild and send them in to us. That's right. You can submit things through www.psychicsgonewild.com as well as the Real Facebook group on Facebook. That's facebook.com/groups/wild psychics. And if you'll notice tonight, the chat room is not open. Everyone on the team unanimously voted to keep it closed because some of us have done a study on your ability to focus on what you're listening to and read what's going on in the chat room at the same time. So we're going to, this is a little bit of an experiment to see how this goes, if you can gain more content by not reading the chat room. However, we do invite you to go over to that Real Psychics Gone Wild room on Facebook and share in there. And Jan, you know a little bit more about the psychic chat than I do. That's going to be a room that's open for everyone that's a listener, what, the first 1,000? I believe it is, to go in there to make comments and suggestions and ask questions, right?
That's right. And it'll just be exactly that, for people to ask questions about the Psychics Gone Wild group and about what we're doing as a group here and what our group is all about, and anything to do with the spirituality of everything that we acknowledge and experience, and anything to do with the psychic subject. And so we'll be in there answering questions, and it'll be a blast. It'll be really fun to do that. Yeah, definitely. Because that's what I did.
Cool.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I just wanted to say we've got some brand new public figure and fan pages over there on Facebook as well, in addition to Lori Connell, our Monday girl, and Thursday, Angie Mitchell. We have our own Lynn Bleasdale has her own page now. How are you, Lynn?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Fabulous.
Is feeling better? I heard you're under the weather there.
Yep.
Are you any better? I know Linda sent you some star energy.
Well, I appreciate it. That's all I can say. You know,
well,
at this point, my father had a saying, and I'll just quote my father, I'd have to die to get better.
Oh, my goodness. saying, but oh, dear.
He had a great sense of humor, very dry.
He sounds lovely.
Well, I know all of our listeners are loving light workers themselves. And I would ask you to do this for me, because I'm going to ask you to do a favor here. Could you send our Cherokee Billy, please, some healing energy, some loving, wrap your loving arms around her with healing and also prayers? We would so appreciate it. I know the power of us as a group, and I know we can help her out. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
For sure.
Well, Cherokee Billy is a world-renowned spiritual advisor who works with serious individuals interested in their search and quest for information. She offers help through the lens of clairvoyance, self-help, wisdom, philosophy, and spirituality. Everybody, welcome Cherokee Billy, and here she is.
Well, I appreciate the round of applause.
Thousands are cheering. Yay! It's wonderful.
Well, I hope the spirits are cheering along, too, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know where to begin. You just ask whatever you want, and I'll just take it from there.
Oh, my.
Excellent.
So many things that you could talk about. Twin flames.
Well, yeah.
Your spiritual journeys with people, that you take on their journeys so that they can discover the answers. Oh,
well,
let's start with that one.
Yeah. Out of all the work and all the years I've been doing this, that is the one that I really, really love. I used to channel, and I was very good at it. I had a great gift of channeling, but a few years ago, I just had this feeling I shouldn't be doing it. For many, many reasons, not saying that it is for everyone, just for myself. And I had to walk away from it. And this was my main, you know, source of income, but I really had to do this. And I had been working on this with people and found by doing a hypnosis process, and I do this by phone, and then taking them into spirit with me as the guide and guiding them through where we go in the different levels, wherever we may go, whoever they may meet. They end up meeting face-to-face their deceased loved ones or whoever may come in, and it's just astounding. And I had a lady I did one for this week, and she wrote a beautiful, long testimony on my website because her fiancé had committed suicide 2 months ago, and she is 6 months pregnant.
Oh.
And they had two or three small children. And, you know, it left her, even though they had a strong spiritual connection, her and him, he just suffered badly from post-traumatic stress syndrome from being in the service, and he couldn't take it anymore. And it was healing. When they got together in spirit, when these two came together, it wasn't just for her. It was he who needed this healing because he's, you know, recovering in the spirit world. And for people who don't understand, suicide people do not go to hell. Okay, they have to recover and heal when they get onto the other side. This is, I know, a controversial topic, but I've channeled so many suicides, and this is what I've seen over and over. And it was just, she wrote because she said so much happened in it and was astounding, and all the people that kept coming into where we were, I did not know who they were, but she knew who each one was, and she wrote about it, because so many people come in that you don't expect, that you weren't even looking for, you know, people like
yeah.
One, she didn't even, a grandmother of hers, she didn't really even know, hardly, you know, and it's just, I find it a peaceful experience for me and the person I'm doing it for. It's more peaceful. It's just not anxiety. It's tranquil. And when I finish, I feel refreshed and renewed, much different than when I do a psychic reading where, you know, I'm being bombarded with 800 questions a minute, you know, like a machine gun going off.
Yeah.
You know, all of you there, I know all of you ladies know what I'm saying. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just nice and pleasant, and everyone, I have had 100% success rate with this, and everyone comes out with what they were going for and a lot more. And for me, doing it, I love it. I just absolutely love it. I'd rather do that any day of the week than to have to sit there and, you know, have someone, when you tell them the relationship isn't going to work out and they freak out on you, and, you know, you're trying to give them good information and they can't deal with it. And then, they, you know, you got to calm them down and try and reinsure them. And, no.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, my. Wow, that's awesome.
And if things don't go the way they want, they blame you for it, right?
Well, you know, an interesting thing, there's a group I'm in on Facebook for chronic pain, and I was reading a lady yesterday, and she wrote, you know, she's in severe physical pain, and she blamed God, and I read all she had to say, and she didn't want prayers and stuff. Now, I am a very ill person. I've been bedridden 24 years. And in this time, I have definitely wanted to pass over, but I've never blamed God for my condition. You know, it's like, no, this is just the dice, so to speak, that I was rolled, and this is the game I got to play. And that's the way it is. And I don't see how people can judge and blame God. We just, like the old Rolling Stones song, you can't always get what you want. That's just not the way God works. And we find out, but you get what you need, yeah.
Need, exactly, yeah. I was hoping
yeah,
you'd
it was
that.
Such
yeah.
a brilliant song, you know, because it's true.
Yeah.
And
yes,
people have such a misconception of what God is. They think he's an errand boy who's going to satisfy every desire. And it doesn't work that way.
No,
it's
no.
far from it. And, you know, all of you ladies here know what I'm saying, because
mm-hmm.
you experience spirit, and it is different. And, you know, to question it, you know, this is where faith comes in. You have to just trust and believe. I think faith is the hardest thing to have.
And also easiest at the same time, in a strange way. Do you know what I mean? Once you have
sure.
it,
once
there's
you
no
have
other...
it, you have it.
Yeah, it's the only logical way to go.
Yeah.
Maybe
you know.
Getting there. Yeah, well, it's so hard to get there.
Right, and I'll give a little background here real quick. I was an atheist because I was brought up in religion. And by the time I was an adult teenager, I figured, man, if God's going to judge me for this or that, forget it. You know, I'm walking away, and the religion I was in, I don't want to state what it was, but they believe that, you know, only a certain chosen few are going to heaven, and the rest are just, you're dead, that's it. So
mm-hmm.
it was like, well, if that's the point, then why should I bother? And I became an atheist, and a diehard atheist, and really staunch in my belief. And, you know, I had a man come into my life who helped me start thinking differently, and that changed me and started me on my spiritual path. You know, even though, yes, I am half Native American, it didn't matter what my culture was. It was my spiritual belief. You know, I was, like I said, an atheist. And if I hadn't had all the spiritual experiences I've had, all that has happened to me, I probably still would be an atheist. But, you know, I have been changed. And like you were saying, once you have faith, you can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hard the circumstances.
Well, even looking at it from a scientific point of view, how could you say the universe wants revenge or hates or is angry? The universe just is, right?
Thank you. It just is, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something people, you know, when I read this, what this woman wrote, I wanted to respond, but I knew it wouldn't really be received. But I read it and just thought, so many people feel this way. You know, they want to blame God or blame someone, and you can't. You know, you've got to accept it. And this is, you know, everything is for our spiritual growth. That's really why we're here. We're not here to grow up, marry, have a job, raise children, whatever. That isn't the sole purpose of our being here. It's our spiritual growth that elevates us once we go to the next level. And people don't seem to get that.
That's right.
Indeed.
This is the training ground, and there's a quotation it says, our soul does not keep time, it merely records growth, and that is the truth. Our soul isn't watching our actions or keeping time, it's just recording our growth.
Oh, I love that.
It's cool.
I do too. Yeah,
yeah.
Because that's it in a nutshell. And, you know, I feel I would like to do more spiritual teaching, or like I said, the guided journey. That's more what I'm called, in my opinion, to do. You know, and you're judged so harshly. All of you know what I'm saying. As a psychic,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're automatically labeled a scam artist, which is
yeah.
such a wonderful feeling, you know, to be told all the time, you know, how you're a ripoff, you're a scam, why don't you get a real job, blah, 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 blah. You know, this is a real job. If they ever did
mm-hmm.
it, they'd know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure all
for
of you
sure.
got, you know, war stories of what it's like to do this work.
Yeah. We just never heard anyone put it so well before.
I know.
Well, very well,
well
said.
Thank you. I just, you know, I really want to teach, as I said. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I feel that I am a spiritual warrior, and people, again, I did state that I've been bedridden 24 years, serious accident, and a lot of diseases. The list is endless. But again, that does not stop my spiritual self. My spiritual self is very strong, but my physical is not. You know, there's what is the saying out of the Bible? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that's,
yes.
You know,
I say that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, but it doesn't stop. People don't, they'll judge you even over that. Well, if you're a spiritual person, why are you sick? Again, no one gets out alive.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, no one. And if, you know, the only one that, you know, has that we have heard of is Jesus. And, you know, that's about it. You know, but everybody, even he died.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
well,
dies.
Yeah. Absolutely,
and
and
just like we will do, you know, we are born again into the spirit world.
Mm.
And, you know, you go through your process of being, you know, like this man who, with this lady and her husband who committed suicide, you know. I mean, it was just astounding, you know, it's only been 2 months, and how he broke down just crying, and, you know, how he put his head on her belly where their baby is and talk to the baby, you know, and communicated all the things he wanted to, you know, but he had to go at that time. He couldn't take any more.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, people do have a breaking point. And, you know, people, not just who are in the wars and stuff, post-traumatic stress syndrome can come from many things, and people do suffer tremendously from it.
Agreed. Abuse,
yes,
for one.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've thought so much about Robin Williams. His death touched me very deeply.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know, because I'm the same age as him. And, you know, I understood so much. And I always saw him as a sad man from the first time I saw him, even though, yes, he could make me laugh. I saw great sadness there. And I always saw it. But, I mean, they proved, which made me happy in the autopsy, that there was no alcohol and drugs because, you know, people are ready to condemn. He was just on drugs and alcohol. No,
right.
You know, you don't know what someone's going through. You don't know their personal hell. And
that
it's good
for
these armchair psychologists to sit and judge someone. But, again, he's in a place where, you know, I'm sure he's going through, you know, that decompression from this world and healing.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because I read, someone emailed me shortly after he died what this person had channeled, and they had him as a clown and laughing and joking in spirit, and I was like, oh my goodness, you know, this is so, and people are buying this.
Mm-hmm.
That is so untrue. That is not who this man was.
Mm-mm.
And he certainly isn't doing this immediately after his death. You know.
Well, it seems to me that the less intelligent one is, the more sure they are. You know, it's very dumb to be sure of things. You know, because who knows? It's all a mystery, and it's all theory. You know, there's no way he'd be in any kind of trouble. I don't think people who commit suicide are bad people.
Not at all.
They're sad and they hurt, and it seems like the way to out, of course. But, oh, my goodness.
Yes, and, you know, it may sound horrible, but sometimes that's the only option for the person. And, you know, in other cultures, ancient cultures, suicide, and even today, suicide is looked upon as a glorified thing, you know. So it's all in a matter of where you're coming from in terms of your thoughts and your beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, the Western culture has a certain way of thinking, but it isn't the way that the whole world thinks. And again, it isn't the way that the spirit world thinks.
Mm-mm,
you know,
no.
People are always ready to judge, you know, like about this person or that person. You know, someone who was really evil like Hitler, how do you know that he wasn't fulfilling something in this life? You know, who knows in the spirit world where he is? You know, just as an example, you know, I mean, you take somebody famous for atrocities, and he definitely comes up there. But, you know, again, we don't know. He was a very spiritual man, you know. He studied a lot of spirituality.
Who, Hitler?
Yes. Yeah.
He
did.
Was also a rejected artist.
Yes,
and I think that may have kicked off something in him, too. I saw his artwork. It wasn't bad.
Recently one of his artworks sold, and it was quite nice, I thought.
Yeah, but he couldn't get in with the artistic group, I guess, and people didn't want to buy his work, and I guess he took that as a huge rejection, and you pile that into some other stuff, and yeah.
Well, and he went through the war. You know, he was a very decorated World War One hero, very decorated. I was amazed when I was reading this. I was like, I didn't know he had so many medals and was such a hero, you know, in World War One. So he went through a lot. So, again, these things shape people. Let's go back to post-traumatic stress syndrome. It wasn't identified back then.
Yeah.
People came out of World War II, it wasn't identified. People came out of Vietnam, it wasn't identified. Now it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you think all those things do change a person.
I would say a lot of the anger in the world today is inherited. There's been a cycle of anger in families, and a lot of it came from shell shock, war experience.
Very much.
Good point.
Yeah.
Very much. You
know, I agree, Lynn.
Yeah.
You know, the baby boomers, their parents, you know, their fathers usually were in the war.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then the baby boomers started the hippie movement, you know, against war and for peace.
Yeah. And what a slap in the face that is to someone who's been in the trenches, and not to say what's right or wrong, but that must seem like I just saved your butt and now you're turning on me. Wow, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, well, a friend of mine, we went to high school together, same age as me, and he was in Vietnam, and he writes sometimes occasionally and on his Facebook page that, you know, it bothers him that, you know, when he came back, how, you know, they were spat upon, you know, for going when, you know, they did something that they felt was right or they had to go, whatever the case may be, you know, they weren't the ones who were in charge of the war.
Nope. Not
and,
at all.
You know,
some of the hippies, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, well, some of the hippies that I knew that I was around a lot for years when I was going to school, and that whole movement and all that stuff, it wasn't like they were against the people going to war. They were against the war, you know what I mean? They didn't.
Oh,
they
yes.
were against the government allowing the war to happen. But it did seem like a slap in the face because here they'd come home and here these people would be protesting, and it was like, God, we worked so hard over there and half of us were killed and maimed and we come home with half our bodies. And but they were directly against the government and the war, and it was just, that was a really intense experience to talk to people from both sides, which I did get to do. And that's why I know that some people get offended when I put up hippie stuff on my Facebook, but I'm not coming from a place of being against our guys and women going to fight and help us. I'm very proud of them and grateful to them, but at the same time, I don't agree with war. I wish we didn't
yes.
have war is what I'm saying, basically.
I agree, you know.
We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Well, I put up yesterday was the anniversary of the death of John Lennon, and to me, one of the greatest songs he ever wrote was "So This Is Christmas," you know, and
mm-hmm.
"What Have You Done?" Another year older, another year, a new year just begun, and then about war is over if you want it, you know, and it's like the people were wanting it over, and people don't want war, but there's so many
right.
people, unfortunately, the world is so filled with anger and hatred. Recently, I heard somebody mention about Deepak Chopra. They were at a conference that he did, and he said that 70% of this world is consumed with hatred and anger. And I thought, that is very true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the light workers, the people who are trying to walk in love and light, are the minority for sure, and the world is consumed with, you know, people want to get mad. Look, they're driving down the freeway and someone cuts them off and they're ready to kill them.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, and this is sad how our world is right now. And, you know, I was in the generation of the hippies. I was not one, but I understood both sides. You know, and
yeah.
I'm against war. There's no question. I am against it. You know, I think there's other ways, but unfortunately, the world hasn't figured out how to deal with one another.
Yes, and the powers that be like that power too much.
Well, yes, and there's a great deal of money to be made in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unfortunate side of it. Is, you know, you look at the cost of all this military equipment and the companies manufacturing it, and you understand that that is why it keeps going, you know, and keeps proliferating. President Eisenhower, in his closing address when he was leaving office, warned the country, and he was a great military leader, about the military-industrial complex taking over. He saw it very clearly, what was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what has happened, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get off into this, but, you know, it's just, it's part of spirituality, too, because...
It is.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, it's all combined. You know, these are all controversial topics that I'm going into, but the point is, it all is back to having love and not, you know, fighting against the hatred and anger. And believe me, there's times I want to kill somebody too over certain things. you know, I everybody, we're all human, but, you know, you have to control it and go back to that place of wanting peace, wanting to be in that love, wanting to be in that light, and not let it overcome you.
Yes.
I agree.
Because love can be overwhelming, you know, if you really show it.
Mm-hmm.
I had I'll share an incident. About a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, a guy broke in to my apartment in the middle of the night. I woke up with a hand on my mouth and him saying, "I'm going to kill you."
Oh.
That was, yeah. And my answer was, "Kill me." Okay. Which shocked him. But, you know, I started praying out loud. And it really bugged the guy, and he stuffed a scarf down my mouth while I still continued praying.
I
saw, you know, this guy actually left in fear. And I don't know what angels were here, what was here, but I know that he left quickly. He didn't stay long. And it could have ended up with me cut up. That was what was scaring me, that he cut me up. Not that he killed me, but they'd leave me cut up. You know, it's worse. And, you know, it could have been terrible, but I feel that whatever I did in that moment of staying calm and just continuing with, you know, calling on the angels and God, this great spirit, whatever you want to call it, and not stopping. And I wasn't going to stop even with a scarf stuffed down my throat.
Good.
Gotta
love
that.
That is what you have to do in these moments of real crisis. You know, you have to really turn to the whatever name you use for God, the Creator, the Great Spirit, whatever name it is, you must turn to that at these times. And whatever you're going through, and I speak as someone who has went through a very hard life, that no matter what, I still turn there. I know that that's the only place I can go.
Yes.
You are an inspiration to all of those listeners out there that are asking, why me?
Exactly. And that's why I've put out publicly, which was very hard for me over the past year, I've publicly put out my story that here's my condition, this is what shape I'm in. And people say I'm an inspiration, and I'm glad, because if I can do it, and I'm in probably worse condition than most people that I can think of, and if I can do it, you can do it. I'm not that special. I just know that it's all in what you decide.
Attitude is everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's it. And, you know, again, I have my breakdowns. I'm human. I have days where, you know, I cry. I go through it. But, you know, you fight back and you keep going. You keep fighting. That wonderful poem by Dylan Thomas, you know, "Do not go gently into that good night, rage, rage against the dark," you know. It's such a brilliant poem, because that's true. We have to rage against it. Don't go gently into any of this. Rage against your anger, and don't let it overcome you. Fight it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, you know, like all of you, use energy, like, you know, sending me the stars and the light. You know, I know what you're doing with that energy, sending it out. And if people would just tap into that and realize that there is energy in all of us that we can use and send out and fight. And I always use my hands, I'm sure many of you do, you know, and use it and just push and move that energy. And I do it and I see it move. And if people would realize there is energy within you, you are energy. That's why when you die, you don't die. Your energy, you just change form, you know, and use that energy and use it for the light, the love, the good. Use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the warrior part of us that allows that energy to be transmuted.
Right. Don't just talk it. Fight. You be that spiritual warrior. If there were more spiritual warriors, the world would change. You know,
well, we're working on it, aren't we, Billy and Lynn and Jan?
We are.
Yeah.
Yes, we sure
everyone. This is a wonderful group here, and I've enjoyed every time, you know, I've gotten together with any of you. I've been on your program before. You know, it's such a great group. And I hope I'm not taking up too much by talking, you know.
No way. That's why you're here.
We're enjoying
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm awesome,
just sharing, you know, what I'm going through. And this is helping me. And, you know, bless all of you for sending that light, because it's giving me the energy to do this. Because 3 hours ago, I didn't think any way in the world I could do this program. And I never want to let down, because my word is my bond, and if I say I'm going to do it, I want to do it, you know, and I want to be here, because, again, I don't know what I'm supposed to be here for. I'm just here, you know. I don't know my purpose on this program, but I'm here, and whatever I say, I don't have anything scripted. I just am saying it and praying that it's the words are coming from a higher place, and that I'm just the instrument.
Yeah,
you're here to resonate, shine your light, and connect.
Yes, and, you know, all of you ladies are very powerful. You know, I've been reading stuff you've put up and seeing things, and you're all, you know, very much what you do is quite remarkable, all of you. And I know, Jan, that you suffer from a lot of physical ailments as well, and
yes.
It isn't so easy.
Right, that's right.
You know? And and people don't understand who don't have it. They don't have a lot of compassion for chronically ill people.
That's true.
Yep.
You know, they don't understand because they've never been there, and they just think you're lazy or you just are not wanting. No, it's just, it's a reality, chronic illness.
It is indeed. Oh, yeah.
And there needs to be more awareness about that for people to have understanding that, you know, so many marriages break up over chronic illness.
Yep.
So many things, families, separation.
I can sure imagine so. Yeah.
Very much. You know, I've spoken to many people who have had, you know, not only their marriages, but their families, their children, whatever, their sisters, brothers, not believe them and walk away.
Yep.
You know,
well,
because they don't believe them. Go ahead.
We all need to learn to listen to one another. I think we all have to, like, listen with our hearts when someone says, I don't feel well. And then your ego goes, oh, you're lazy, get up, and, you know. But really, listen to what they're saying and step out of your own shoes and step into theirs, you know.
I agree. Yeah. And then there's one more aspect to it, too. Sometimes people that have chronic illnesses, they didn't have them in the beginning, and now things have changed. But if you have an unconditional love for somebody, you're going to love that person no matter how they are. Just because they change is no reason to give up on them.
Oh, wow. Good point.
That's right. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Linda. That's beautiful.
It is. Because, yeah, you shouldn't give up on someone because, you know, people, let's say in marriage, it says for better or for worse. Well, that's what it means, better or worse. And sometimes things go bad for people. It could be physical. It could be emotional. It could be financial. You are to be committed, and that is what real love is not to walk away when things do become bad.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in today's world, people walk away very easy.
Yeah.
They do.
It's
a throwaway society.
Yeah.
There, you said the word, throwaway society. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, and this is where I think what we're doing here on this program, all of you every night, you know, you're trying to encourage people to stay on the spiritual side and not walk away, not throw away, but it's very hard. You know, the world is following a trend, and they just won't stop.
Yeah. Well, love says, what can I do for you, not what can you do for me? Real love, you know?
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a good point you're bringing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is real love. It is always about giving. And, you know, people will say, well, I've given so much and the other person doesn't. Well, you know, give, but if somebody isn't returning it, maybe you have to walk away.
Yes.
You know, you can't, if it's being bounced off of you or coming back in an abusive way, then no, maybe that isn't the place for you.
Oh, yeah, and, absolutely.
And
I call that invoking your inherent integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and finding that place of integrity within you to be able to walk away. It's so hard for people sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
course,
become attached.
Of course, but if you're being hurt in any way, physically or emotionally, you don't stay. You know, what you feel as love is not love, it's fear. Right?
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, love is gentle.
It is.
You
yeah,
know,
love doesn't
why,
hurt.
No, that's why, like, people want to connect with their deceased loved one, and they're wanting to do it in a fast way, and those spirits are very gentle and very soft, and they're going to come in quietness, not when you're emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I found
everything,
that to be true.
Everything
oh, yeah.
about love is gentle.
Yeah. And expansive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When you feel real love, you feel expanding. And when you're
yes.
feeling fear, you contract.
Yep.
Fear contracts
oh, that's,
you and makes you weak.
I get a total body image there, Lynn, in a dance, like a dance thing.
Oh, I
it's
love
so
that,
perfect.
Jen.
yeah.
oh, Jan just yeah. recently, sorry, I'm just digressing here, but Jan recently had the ability to, what were you, where you can smell stuff?
Yeah, the
clairnations, yes.
Thank you. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
Another.
Thank you.
Yeah, way to go.
It's coming out, I guess.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
very excited.
Yeah. Jan blooms. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks.
And
well,
blooms
you know,
beautifully.
The spirits come through in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're open and accepting no matter what way they come in, bingo. You know, but again, mm-hmm. people expect them to come in and sit down and have a conversation over a cup of coffee. It doesn't work that way.
At least not right away, anyway.
yeah, it can happen. Yes, indeed.
It can happen, but that isn't usually the reality. You
yeah.
know, it's usually just brief and, you know, they just enough to let you know they're there. And,
yeah.
you know, people aren't happy with that. They want more, and you got to be patient. The spirit world goes at its own pace, not at ours.
Right.
Yeah. And they have
and
to
they
slow.
Work over there, too. They're busy.
Oh, yeah.
Very.
Yeah, and they have to slow their vibration down, like their energy down really a lot for us. So they make an effort. We appreciate that.
Yes, very much. You're right.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm sure all of you have connected and heard them. And they speak so quickly, you know, you're like trying to hold on to what they said, and it's going 1,000 words a second.
Yep.
you know,
yeah, I pick
like,
out words now, and then one I got last night was integrate. And that's all
oh,
I could
yeah.
get out of all of that. But
indeed.
I heard the one I needed to hear, integrate.
wow.
That was the one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Integrate. What did that mean, if you don't mind my asking?
I guess that will be revealed as time goes on, just like assume the power was one of the first phrases, full phrases I got.
Wow.
And later I learned how to do that. So.
All right. wow. Go,
yeah.
Linda.
You just pick out a word here and there when you're laying there right. At best time is actually just as you're getting ready to go to sleep, for me anyway. That's when I get the most of my messages, because you're right in that state where you're not totally entrenched in the physical anymore. You're getting ready to go off, and they can talk to you then very easily, much more so than if you're on the computer or watching television.
Absolutely. That's why lucid dreaming is very powerful,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it can be used to help you in your life. You know, if people would research and look into that, they'd understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, how important it is and how many messages do come through. Like, look at Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet. Look at all the
yeah.
wonderful things he received,
mm-hmm.
you know, and in the sleep state, and incredible answers.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad raised me on Edgar Casey, and I never understood why he crossed on March 18th. I could not figure that out. In 2003, he chose that date totally out of nowhere, I thought. Come to find out that was Edgar Casey's birthday. I bet he wanted to be over there at his birthday party.
Oh, two places at once, yes.
Wow. That is so interesting. Isn't it? I mean, all these things, numbers, numerology, everything, it all comes into play.
Okay, yes, threads in the weaving, right? It's wonderful.
Well, they say the universe is mathematics, so it makes sense that we would choose our birth dates and other dates as significant to reinforce what it means for us.
Yep, I agree.
Everything is numbers. There's no question. You know, that's the way, I don't understand quantum physics completely, but that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why Einstein understood so much spiritually, because of quantum physics.
Yes. Oh, yes. You were saying something, Jen?
Oh, I was just going to say, my mom died on 9/11, but she was born in Manhattan, and that's where they were attacked, too. So that was kind of an interesting twist when she died on that day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jen. Was she in the Trade Center?
No. It was a few years ago, and she was in the hospital. But
sorry.
Of all the days for her to pass, it was on that day, and that's where she was born, too. So it was kind of I always just think, gosh, what a time, you know.
Yeah.
You know, why did she choose that very day? But she did, and I think it because she was born there, and that was her home, and it was all about her mom and her dad and her family. And before she died, she talked about them so much. And then I met her father, my grandfather, in a dream. I'd never seen him before, and he came to me in a dream. And a few months before she died. And so I just think she decided to do it on that day because it was about her family, you know, and her town, her city.
State. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Very fascinating. You know, it all ties in. Well, ladies, I've enjoyed my time, but my little energy is saying go. And I'm sure there's many people waiting to get answers, and I'm sure you guys will give a great deal of information. And thank you so much for allowing me to be on your program.
Oh, you were
wonderful.
Thank
you, Billy. We were delighted. I was so thrilled when Jethro said that you were going to be on our show. I was like, thank you, Jethro. You just gave me my Christmas present.
I'm glad. Hey, and a happy Christmas to everybody and a wonderful new year.
Oh,
you too,
when,
Billy.
You too.
And thank you, and have a good evening.
And thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
I hope you come back, too, soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, just invite me back, and hopefully
we
be
will.
Better.
Keep the door open, yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank
bless
you.
Bye.
And you can find Billy at www.CherokeeBilly.com. So be sure to check that out. Also find her on YouTube and Facebook, Spiritual Advisor Cherokee Billy. Really enjoyed having her on. And please, everyone, continue to send her loving, healing energy. I know we're all together. We can create miracles. Well, Jan, did you want to start us off tonight before we take a caller with one of your wonderful poems?
Sure. Thank you. Oh, gosh. You know, I was trying to figure out which one because I sort of didn't have a plan, you know, and but I'm just going to do this one that is about peace, and since Billy was talking about peace too, I think, there along the way, and this one goes, a few words of peace that showers the soul is like 1,000 umbrellas that dodge a storm. A few words of peace that brightens the spirit is like 1,000 rays of the sun that makes us warm. A few words of peace that speak from the heart is like 1,000,000 drops from heaven that hear our cries. a few words of peace that give us inspiration is like colorful flutters that breeze in like butterflies. And that's all.
Mm. Oh, oh, that's beautiful. So pretty, so visual. Imagine, oh my, just beautiful. I can see it all playing out on my mind screen.
Cool. Thanks, Linda.
Yeah.
Linda, oh, do you have some magic to share with us?
Christmas magic we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be a downer, but what I was thinking about really was, for so many people, Christmas is a painful time. And
yeah.
I mean, as I say, I'm not trying to bum anyone out, but I was just thinking about, like, how some ideas just to shoot out there, how you get through it when you're grieving or you're, I don't know, just all the different reasons you may be ill over Christmas, or a loved one is ill, or you've lost someone, and just Christmas can be a really hurtful time for a lot of people. And I don't know. I don't have a lot of answers, but I thought I'd throw it out to you guys. Just how do people get through that?
I can actually give you a true story.
Yeah, there you go.
My mom crossed on October 28th, 1982, after having congestive heart failure misdiagnosed for 17 and a half years. Well, we all gathered together at Christmas to a relative's house, and we did the dinner, and everybody was exchanging gifts, and my dad brought a package to me, and it was addressed to me from my mom. So I'm thinking, okay, how is it she got me a Christmas present? She's very sick, and she crossed over 2 months ago, and I opened it up. It was a beautiful black tote bag with beaded cat designs on it in various colors like orange, red, green, and yellow. And I tell you what, I was happy. I was sad. I was, like, crying. My tears didn't even know which way to go. They were confused, I guess you'd say. But it was just so touching. But that was a magic miracle in itself. She had the foresight to buy my present well in advance of her crossing so that I'd have one more present.
I'm
kind of getting choked up over that memory. But I let everybody know. We do have a Magic of Christmas contest going on, so please go into the Real Psychics Gone Wild on Facebook, as well as the Magic of Christmas link that's in www.psychicsgonewild.com. Look over the caricatures and write a paragraph or two about what you think about those caricatures. What are they saying to you? What do all of those people do here on Psychics Gone Wild? We would love to have you win over $500 in prizes by Christmas. So be sure to get in and get that contest going for yourself and other prizes. Lynn is giving away a prize tonight. You want to tell them about that, Lynn?
Oh, sure. And I'll repost the pictures on the Psychics Gone Wild page. But I have five of my crystal ornaments to give away. I cut the forms out, and then I grow little crystals right on the forms, and they have a lovely little glitter. They look like when the new fallen snow is just under the moonlight. They do that, and they glitter even better in a dim light, like a Christmas setting. So they're very pretty, and there's five going to tonight's winner. You can email me, and I'll work out what colors you want, what shapes you want, and I'll send you pictures of what I've got. And then as soon as you figure it out, I'll send it off to you.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, and they're in pastel colors, too. Very pretty.
Yeah, pinks and greens and whatnot. And I can probably make custom colors for you, because they don't take that long to color. So I'll talk to the winner after the show. Or, just email me.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, what we're going to do is I'm going to allow you, as we take these callers, to tell us, Lynn, which one you think should win the prize. And what we're going to ask you is if you have anything to expand on that Cherokee Billy had to share with us, or if you have your own Magic of Christmas story. We'll start with 917. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. 917, are you there? Okay, I'm not getting an answer, so we'll go to the next Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Okay, you're back. You're back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hi, how are you? I was here. I had pressed mute by mistake.
Okay.
Thank
Do you have
you,
something
hi.
To share about Cherokee Billy's, what she shared with us tonight that resonates particularly with you, or did you have a magic of Christmas you wanted to share?
Just the magic of Christmas. I just love the holidays, and I think that it's just awesome that, you know, families come together at this time of the year.
I know. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Could I get your name, please?
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Tina.
Yes, hi.
Hello, Tina.
Hello.
And
you guys
did
are
you
so
have,
peaceful.
Have a question, or what can we help
yes,
you with?
Yes, you are so peaceful. I feel like we're all on a beach. I can just feel the breeze flowing over us.
Oh, whoa.
Good. Yes, you guys are
cool.
Very peaceful. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Well, we're just all in a circle, and we're all hugging each other. How's that, Tina?
I can tell.
And you're in that circle now.
Thank you very much. I guess whatever spirit has for me and about a relationship.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting someone that's very much like you.
Yes.
Somebody that, yeah, honest and truly, this. I'm actually getting two people, a man and a woman, that are almost identical. And I'm also getting a ship, which could indicate some distance physically, or that one will be moving to be closer to the other. So, does that
great.
Make
that,
sense to you?
Yes, that does make sense. Now, when will we be moving closer?
Okay, I don't get timelines, but let's see what Jan and Lynn get. Jan?
Thank you.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, beautiful.
Thank you. Well, the first... I see a few of them, but the one that I see, his head is like sticking up, and it's like a goose type bird. It doesn't feel like a duck to me. It feels more like a goose, and maybe because I heard that, so I'm going to see what that is meaning here. I can find it. 155. Okay. And I see a guy, too. So that it has to go along with this whole thing. And so, yeah, it's definitely the goose because I see the picture. This is a good time of fortune. So be receptive and appreciative of all the good things that come to you. You'll notice a significant increase in your spiritual awareness. Reread some of your favorite fairy tales and legends and see what new beginnings you can get from them now as an adult. Write creative and imaginative stories, either about actual experiences you've had or those that are made up. Even though it may not always appear to be so, you're very, very well protected. You may want to renew the magical and wondrous nature of childhood through the eyes of your inner child. So it says you may be about to be married or entered into a new relationship and want to solidify your commitment. Traditional values and heritage are important to you, and you make it a point to honor your ancestors regularly.
Absolutely.
Does that, any of that feel right to
all
you?
All of it feels right. Thank you.
Good.
Great.
Good.
Lynn?
Oh, hi, Tina.
Hi.
Well, I got a little picture here that I drew, and it's like two gingerbread men side by side. And I wrote down the word cookies. And then I wrote down the word sweet and cut out for each other. Are you seeing somebody now?
Yes.
Are you guys a real sweet couple? Do you feel like you're sort of a couple of... It's like two cookies, all cut out, little gingerbread guy cookies, and that you're sweet, you're cut out for each other. I don't know if this is a name or initials, but the name, I've never heard this name, NC, so I'm thinking I'm getting initials NC. So I'll give that to you and see if that makes sense for you, but I think if you're seeing somebody that you like, that might be a sign that you're, you know, cut out for each other.
All right.
Does that resonate for you at all?
Yes, it does. He was just being a little quiet. I didn't know why he was being quiet, but you described us.
Oh, good. Well,
yeah, do you know why he's being quiet?
Well, I personally am not getting anything on that, but
a shy
if you put
energy,
out a big
maybe.
Enough stocking on your fireplace mantle, you just might find him on Christmas morning, all wrapped up.
Just for fun, can you bake? You should make some gingerbread, man.
That would be so cute. I love gingerbread cookies, especially with that white icing. That is so cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, make two, one for you and one for him.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes. Now, I have to go to court also for child support with my ex. Do you see how that's going to come out? I have to go there on the 17th.
Well, let me just draw three more real quick.
Thank you. Really quick. Thank you.
Okay.
I just wanted to say,
go ahead, Jan.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were...
Oh, no, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, nothing. I just saw a circle of candy canes going around the two of you.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really... You guys are very sweet. It's just lovely.
Okay, real quick on this one. I'm getting that there are two people involved. The man is more resistant. The woman is wise, quiet, but on your side. And that all you need to do is meditate and use the law of attraction to assist in the case.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, Tina, I hope we helped
Great.
You. And
God
do call back and let
thank
us know what happens after Christmas.
Absolutely, and thank you guys for coming together and lending your spirit. Thank you.
Okay, bless you, Tina.
For sure.
Bless you. Thank you.
Thank
bless you.
You.
Dan, would you bless us with another one of your poems, please?
Of course. I had it already. Okay, this is a Christmas one, and it says, it's called Share a Smile. The Christmas season brings a good reason for all of the earth to share a smile. This special time brings families together all over our world. Friends gather who have not seen each other in a while. People will toast at work and neighbors will wave to one another, and we will hold hands with our sister and brother. The Christmas season is a peace offering for all to share, a joyful time of giving and eating delicious treats, but we must beware that Santa and his elves will be sending gifts to all who believe and to all who see the magic in the air. It's going to be merry and nothing scary. So I'm sending out a prayer and a kiss. Have a very merry, merry Christmas.
Oh, I love it. But if you're making treats, don't eat the gingerbread cookies that are like Tina and her guy, okay? Leave those alone.
Yeah, no, those are special cookies.
Very special. We need to keep them in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn, your turn. Do share.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep on the thread of just, you know, when Christmas isn't such a great time for people. And I was remembering a tradition we had. I was always... I worked in the theater for a really long time, and you were never in the same place twice, right? You're always kind of in here or there. So what we would do is we'd have what we called an orphan's Christmas, and you find all the people in your neighborhood who are alone on Christmas and haven't got anybody or whatever, and you gather as many of those folks together, and you have a great big Christmas party in the biggest, whoever's got the biggest house, right? And, that was a pretty nice way to fight the holiday blues.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, there was, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're stuck in town. Well, Jan, you did that kind of thing for years, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
uh-huh.
You're out of town in a show and you can't get home.
Yep.
And you just, so you just, you make the party where you are and find other people who would otherwise be alone and you meet some new friends and, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, home is where the heart is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
It really
Definitely.
Is. Yeah.
And we make our Christmas. Yep. Exactly. Anyway.
I pulled up that science site on, actually, you know, the Christmas blues that people get. And it's not a form of clinical depression. So that's good.
Oh, really? That's true.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It's a site I go to a lot. It's called Live Science. And it's got, you know, psychology, and it's pretty good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody should check that out.
Yeah. What is it about this time of year that makes us blue? Yeah. Anyway, I'll throw a few more of those in after we do some more stuff.
Okay. Well, I want to remind everybody that whatever night you're listening, the number you call is 773-897-6461. If you're wondering what happened to the chat room, we're doing an experiment. We want to see if people can focus better on the content if they're not chatting somewhere. But if you do need to chat, we invite you to go to the Real Psychics Gone Wild room on Facebook, www.facebook.com/groups/wild psychics. Also, be sure to get in on the caricature contest. Christmas is coming up quick. We want you to go into either that group and look at the caricatures of all of our Psychics Gone Wild family, or go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. On the left side, the magic of Christmas, look in there and see what you'd like to write about every one of us. And you could get in for more than $500 worth of prizes, music, readings, books, jewelry. We've got some wonderful jewelry coming from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. And there's also a lot of places you can visit right now that will assist you as well. BlueMoonNow.net is a psychic and astrology store to answer a lot of your questions. Also, PsychicsStore.com, and that's plural, PsychicsStore.com, for all of your metaphysical and spiritual needs. And if you really want to gift yourself something wonderful or someone else this Christmas, how about making your own aromatic healing soaps out of all natural ingredients? Go to wild111.com. They've got everything you need plus tutorials. All right, we ready to go to another caller?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Area code 678. It's not too late. You're on Psychic
Stone
Wild. Hi.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm glad I got to come. Pretty good. I got to meet Miss Cherokee Billy last week, and she helped me out with a couple of things, and all blessings go to her. And she sent me an email about your radio show, and she told me to call in if I get a chance, and I'm glad I got a chance to meet you all.
Well, we're glad we got to meet you. What is your name?
My name is Sid Emery, and I'm calling from Carrollton, Georgia.
Oh, wow. I've got friends in Georgia.
Yes.
I love it.
And I've been on the whole time from the beginning of the show to the end, and I just said, well, I guess I'm going to hang up in about 2 minutes. I think they're going to close. And time I said that, the phone was answered. I'm just
there
so glad.
There you go. Synchronicity.
I loved it, the program. I loved it, everything about it. And it's just a great blessing to get to speak with you all. And I love that your circle. And I'm part Creek Indian. And I'm into my culture, my ancestors, and my heritage. And I love that everything y'all talked about. And you can feel y'all power and the way y'all connect with the spiritual world. And it was wonderful. I enjoyed it.
Well, I enjoy your energy, too. I'm so happy we got to meet you, Emery. This is wonderful.
Yes.
Welcome to our show. Welcome to our family.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and it's an honor and blessing to speak to such powerful people and that's so connected to the spiritual world and to the psychic era. And I love it. I enjoyed it, and I'm so happy and proud that I'm speaking to y'all live. That's what's so amazing to me.
Thank you. I don't know about you, Lynn, but what do you think about the winner for your prize tonight?
I'm thinking, huh? Whoa. Would you like that? I'm
Whoa.
Saying so, yeah.
Oh, yes. Isn't that something? This Cherokee Village told me to call. Oh, no. It's an honor.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh, this is something. This is really something. This is really something.
Oh, it is.
I'm so
it
happy.
Is. And while Lynn is calling back in, I guess the energy was so powerful it cut the connection on Skype. We would like to help you in the meantime. Did you have a question for us?
I'm so excited to be able to talk to you. You are live. Is that I'm wanted to know if I'm dealing with different situations that seem like they got more gloomier and coming at me more harder the more and more I pray and I'm getting into the spiritual world even more. And Miss Cherokee Billy, she's going to start teaching me different things to make myself better in life and to remove all bad spirits away, and so that my, it's a lot she's teaching me, and I felt so good about her, but when she sent me the email about you guys, radio show, and told me to call y'all, and I just want to know, is all this going to clear up that a lot of things I'm going through?
Okay, well, I do see that you're getting it from three sides, literally. I'm seeing three different males, actually, different types of personalities. And it looks like one of them might be family-related. Two are either somebody that you know outside the family. But all of them are showing me the warrior spirit. All of them are showing me shields up, so to speak. And that you could deal with them peacefully by not interacting with them if they start trouble with you. Does this resonate for you?
Oh, that you are hitting it so hard on the. I know the ones that you're talking about. You on point. You're strong, and I feel it. Oh yes, you're on point. You
Yeah, there's a saying
that
don't feed the trolls, and if you interact with them, you're giving them some of your power. So just keep it casual and keep it peaceful, and keep your shielding up. Okay.
Okay.
Jan?
Hi. I just love that you called in. Thank you so much. You're just giving us such wonderful energy and appreciation. It really it really does a lot for us. It's just lovely.
Thank you
really
so
much. It. Yes.
Thank you.
But I got a lot of animals around you. You've got a lot going on. So I know you're working on a lot of things because they are surrounding you. And I'm seeing the hawk. That was the last one that I'm seeing. I saw the lion too, but then the very last one I saw very clearly, it looks like and it feels like the hawk to me. So I'm going to go with that for now. And it says stay alert and focused on the task before you, eliminating as many distractions as possible. Spend some time observing and studying the situation, and when it's time for action, make it quick and decisive. Pay close attention to your surroundings as you're about to receive an important message. Let's see. You're very good at interpreting signs and omens from the natural world, whether these come as a blessing or a warning. And you easily flow with the movements of life and don't typically get your feathers ruffled unless you need to defend yourself in some way. And you are protective of your home and family and freedom-loving individual and difficult to tie down, but you are very faithful and dependable, and you're also very insightful. People come to you for your sage counsel and advice. So that's what the hawk is.
Oh, you are
and
so
I
right.
think that is, I think that is, just, for to me it feels like this is right for you, this animal. It just feels right to me for you. Does it feel right to you?
Yes, it does. You are so right.
Oh, good.
My. I feel y'all power. Y'all are so strong, and everything you're saying is just like you hear, seeing it, or reading my mind, or feeling the spirit world that around me. Oh my Lord! Oh, it's like a blessing. Y'all are so powerful, and I hope that all the listeners can hear y'all, and if they don't believe, they need to believe, because this is so pinpoint. Everything that you two have said, oh my, it's a blessing to be able to talk to y'all. But
well, we got one more here. Lynn?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
I got dropped off for a sec there. I'm sorry, was your name Sid or Emery?
It's Sly Emery. It's Sid Emery. But my real name is Sylvester, so my school friends and teachers all call me Sid for short, and the last E-M-O-R-Y.
Okay. I wasn't sure what to call you. Anyway, I missed the question, but I got an answer. I got some. I wrote some stuff down here that I was getting for you. The first word I wrote down here is misunderstanding. And
okay.
A very strong sense of you're feeling not heard when you try to speak. You're not being heard.
Yes.
Is there, I have to ask you guys, you know those things, they're called, I hate the name, but they're called Chinese finger traps. And you put your finger in, the more you pull, the more stuck you are. And that's what communication right now feels heavy and stuck, and the more you say, the more they're not being listened to. And then a strong sense of the orange chakra, and you need to watch out that the stress of the situation doesn't cause you gastric problems, stomach problems. Watch careful when you're stressed, what you eat. Like, try not to let your stomach start to get rough because of this. And stay strong in that orange center, like your center. That's where your family issues reside, and communication with loved ones and stuff. It's can be a very tummy upsetting thing. But the main thing I wrote in really, really big letters with a whole whack of underlining is you are powerful. And we so appreciate what you're saying about us, but at the same time, we say it right back to you. You have so much power within you. Just let that come forth, and you'll just rock. Just meditate and pray. Meditation is getting it. Praying is like talking it to the Great Spirit, and meditation is receiving the answers. And do both. You're going to be just fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my Lord, you just increased my spiritual ability, because everything y'all have saying from different people's coming to me, and I'm praying, and they getting breakthroughs, and they calling me back from coming into money that they didn't have to come to, into healing them with sicknesses. But from the last year or so, I've prayed for people that the money that they wasn't going to get, and they come a total of to over $100,000, sicknesses healed. But I just wasn't trained enough to know when I do that for people, their situation and problem were coming at me, the evil that I would pray out for them that they can get blessed or get healed. It was bouncing back on me, and I was going through some rough stuff. I didn't know how to shield on. I didn't know about the God's white light. But I've been learning with Miss Cherokee Billy, and she's going to teach me more. But everything that y'all have said is, I feel y'all. I know y'all power. Y'all are real strong and real spiritually strong. And I thank you for telling me everything that you told me. It just encouraged me to go harder and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing.
Awesome.
Well,
thank
wonderful.
You, yes, because you've empowered us too. I mean, I can feel it right through the lines. I can just feel your energy.
Thank
me too.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'll make sure you get just listen for my email, or it's on the are you on the computer? It's on the page, the Blog Talk page.
Okay.
So, and
thank
just
you,
email
so
me, and we'll go from there.
Thank you so much, and it was a blessing and a great honor to meet such powerful people, and I hope that we can be talking again. Thank you all so much.
Well, thank you, Emery.
Thank
be sure
you.
To listen. Listen to the other nights, too. We've got a lot of other powerful people in our family, like Jethro, Dina, Patty, Chris, Angie, Lori, Gary. I'd love for you to meet all of them. And the way you can do that is follow the show on Blog Talk. If you're on the computer, you can click the follow button up at the top of the episode, and you'll get everything right to your email inbox. Never miss an episode. Okay?
I will follow it. I will follow it. It's an honor to meet you all, and may y'all have a blessed and safe and prosperous time.
You too, sis. God bless you.
Bless
God
you.
God bless you all.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Love it.
I think I made a boo-boo. I think I made a boo-boo, Linda, because I think aren't winners supposed to write to do the form on the Psychics Gone Wild website? And then Jeff
well,
sends
since you're mailing
me,
from
or?
Canada, you'd have to we'd have to double mail. You'd have to mail them first to Tampa, and then you'd have to get. So it's probably cheaper.
I didn't want to not go through the website if that's the convention. But you know, I'll make sure this this gets to Emery. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll ask Jethro how he wants to do it. But I didn't want to like break protocol there. Okay.
Okay. Well. Jan has another poem, right?
Yes, I do. I sure do. this is just a positive affirmation, and I agree with Lynn on this time where people can get depressed, and you know, for whatever reason, it's just this time. It always does that. And anyway, so this is just a short one, and it goes. Let the light shine from your soul and body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. Let the light radiate out from your eyes, your smile, your heart. You are the brilliant colors and design from God's eternal creation. You are beyond measure. And that's all.
Oh, that's lovely.
Very empowering.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lynn?
Well... I could get on a happier frame here. Chris, your favorite Christmas movie? Uh-oh.
I'd say Miracle on 34th Street, the original.
Yes, that's an awesome one. It's all the old traditional ones. It's a Wonderful Life is one of those that tells you, don't complain. You know, you have a reason to be here, right?
Right.
Frank Capra of it all. That's wonderful. I just love the Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that one just creeped me right out as a kid. It's a very well done movie. Well, no, those were scary ghosts.
I know.
When you're a little guy and, you know, a dude with the chains and like, oh my gosh, I better be good or, you know.
I know.
For them. But, they all have the same
kind of... Oh, and for
baby
boomers, A Christmas Story. I think a lot of us can relate to those times.
Oh,
and I have a leg lamp. I got it for Jim for Christmas one year.
Oh, no.
Yes, we do.
You must
Fragile. It's foreign.
That's wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, that's Gene Shepherd. And that guy wrote the most wonderful book called Wanda Hickey's Night of Golden Memories, and that story is in the book, in the anthology. If you loved The Christmas Story, read his stories. They take you back to your childhood.
All right.
Wow, neat.
Well, I want to remind everybody, we do have a Magic of Christmas contest going on. We've got some wonderfully designed caricatures. So go over to www.psychicsgonewild.com, click on the Magic of Christmas link, and write a paragraph or two about who those characters are. Use your imagination. What do those caricatures say about us? So be sure to get in for that contest. Over $500 worth of prizes. Also, the caricatures are available on the Real Psychics Gone Wild group, facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. All right, we got time for a real quick one more reading because we've only got 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Area code 310. Hi. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello. I knew you were going to come to me.
Oh, no. Cool. I love it. It's magic.
Hello.
Can I get your name,
Hello.
Please?
My name's Mindy. Like Mork and Mindy.
All right. Ah, I love that. And that's really synchronous because we were talking about Robin Williams tonight.
That's awesome.
Totally.
Truly, that's awesome. Thank you.
Sure. Did you have a question, specific question?
I do.
Or?
I don't know. There's so many different things that are going on for me. So maybe whatever I need to hear.
Okay. I'm seeing that you're entering a time of security and peace within. I'm also seeing that something that happened to you 20 years ago is coming to light now, and you're better able to deal with it. And I also see that there are some things that you're holding on to in the past that you need to let go. Does that resonate for you?
Yeah. I'm trying
to.
What year is 20 from now?
About 94.
Okay.
93, 94, 95 in that era.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Jan?
Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
I see owl for you right away. So I'm going right to it. Owl and...
Owl, okay.
Meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. Be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether they're aware of it or not, and look closely behind any guises that they may wear. This is a particularly right period to tap into the fount of intuitive wisdom that's available to you. That's what OWL is all about. They're about intuition and psychic ability, et cetera, and seeing behind the screens of things. Now is a particularly significant time for prophecy, and you will see, hear, or feel events before they actually happen. Your most creative cycle now is in the night, so set time aside in the evening to do projects. And you want to uncover the hidden qualities, talents, and aspects in yourself, bringing them into the light. You are most likely an old soul and have an inherent wisdom that continues to expand as you mature. And I'm just going to leave you at that and let Lynn carry on.
Okay. We got about 2 minutes left, Lynn.
Okay, I'll go as fast as I can. All right. Hi, Mindy. The old joke, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice came up. For you, it's study, study, study what you're trying to get for, what you're trying to go for. And the easiest way is to take the weight off your shoulders, something that you need to let go of. Drop that. Forgiveness is done for you. You forgive so you can be free of something. It's like the trapeze artist has to let go of the old trapeze to grab the new one. So you've got to let go of
that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Forgive where you need to and study what it is you're trying to get at.
That's a beautiful message. All of them were very right on.
Oh,
thank you,
Mindy.
So
I wish
they
had
service.
More time, but we've got to go
thank
here.
You.
I've got to make announcements.
Thank you.
Thank
God
you
bless.
And blessings, Mindy.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bless you.
All right. Got 90 seconds, so I'm just going to go ahead and say this. You can get Jan Drake Bakke Intuitive, and you can reach her at Jan Drake, JANDRAKE 007 at hotmail.com. Lynn Bleasdale, musician, artist, and medium and intuitive. Worklight99@gmail.com or her website, lbleasdale.wix.com/Lynn. That's lbleasdale.wix.com/LYNN. And be sure to tune in to Psychics Gone Wild tomorrow night because we've got Jethro and Dina. And we've got everything you could ever want in the magic of Christmas. So be sure to visit us at www.psychicsgonewild.com. Follow Psychics Gone Wild here. Never miss another episode. Click that follow button. It will go right to your email inbox. Also, again, reminding you to join our Facebook group. And Psychic Chat is looking for the top 1,000 listeners to join in with the moderators on that group to share questions and comments and to learn a little bit about what's coming up in the show. All right, everybody, until next time, remember the magic, hold it dear, and stay wild. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.